Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, April 24th, 2006. Today's message is titled, What is That to You? The scripture text is from John 21, verse 22.
Jesus answered, If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? You must follow me.
This weekend, I attended a men's retreat in Northern Ohio with several friends from CBMC, an organization with a mission of ministry to Christian businessmen. I was so blessed by the teaching and fellowship. During a time of sharing, one man told a moving story. 2 years ago, his daughter had been tragically killed in an automobile accident. Though not instantaneous, God helped him through his deep grief and has given him an assurance of his sovereignty and love through his devastating loss. Testimonies reveal how God has worked or is presently working in our lives. Whether it's a message of one's background and how they came to Christ, or a testimony of how God has worked in their life as a believer, our testimonies vary. God simply does not work in our lives all the same way. After Christ's resurrection, Peter had an interesting exchange with Jesus that many feel is part of his restoration, following his denial of Christ at the trial. 3 times Jesus asked Peter if he loved him and instructed him to feed his sheep. Following the 3rd time, Jesus prophetically spoke concerning the manner of Peter's death, which I dealt with in last Friday's message. After Jesus said this to Peter, Peter looked over at John and asked, Lord, what about him? Peter was curious. Peter and John, along with James, had been a part of the inner circle of disciples that on numerous occasions in the Gospels had been allowed to get a little closer to Jesus, such as at the Mount of Transfiguration. Peter, after hearing about his manner of death, also wanted to know what was in store for John. Well, I can identify with his inquisitiveness, but Christ essentially tells him that it's none of his business, and reiterates quite emphatically the call, You must follow me. That's such a needed word for us today. So often we may wonder about God's leading or blessing in the lives of others. Why did they get that promotion? Or why are they prospering in a manner greater than I am? Or if they deal with a very difficult trial, we may wonder about that as well. Why? May we hear our Lord's stern but loving rebuke. What is that to you? The very first recorded words that Peter heard personally directed to him from Jesus were, Come, follow me. That's in Matthew 4:19. The very last recorded personal words to Peter from Jesus were, You must follow me. This is a clear message to Peter and to us regarding the call to be his disciple. It remains the supreme call of Jesus Christ to each one of us. Many years later, when Peter was writing his epistles, he again recalled this order to follow and writes, You should follow in his steps. Incidentally, this became the source verse for the great Christian classic In His Steps by Charles M. Sheldon. Today, may we again hear and heed his call to each one of us, You must follow me. Let us hear this call amid the clamor in our lives. Hear it simply. Hear it clearly. Hear it personally from the Lord. You must follow me.
Jesus, when I chose to follow you, you changed the direction of my life. The greatest change came about when I no longer had a worldly point of view. I began to view people and situations the way that you view them, according to the standards written in the Word of God. I truly want to follow in your steps, because your steps direct me in the paths of righteousness and blessing, rather than aimlessly wandering in the paths of wickedness and regret. Keep my heart faithful and my eyes fastened on the paths marked out for me on this earthly journey.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Brooksine. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We share our ministry from our home here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. It happens to be a beautiful day today. We had a great weekend of rain. Normally you don't think that as being a great weekend, but we've had extremely dry weather around here, and it's a real blessing. We've had rain, and now I know this afternoon I must get to my lawn, or I'm going to be overwhelmed with tall grass. I want to follow Christ today. I hope each podcast listener does as well. Our web ministry is dailyencouragement.net. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. Not a lot of additional resources on the site today. There is a picture, though, of some of my friends that attended the retreat with me this weekend that are from Pennsylvania. And it was a joy to be with other Christian men that serve and follow the living God.